Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. Tonight, I'd like to talk a little bit more about my process, which several people have asked about my creative process, and I'll just walk through an idea that I had today. Today's concerns, monsters. So I ran out for a quick errand over lunch, and the song from Genesis, Invisible Touch, was on the radio, and this one part stood out. She reaches in, grabs right hold of your heart, takes control, and slowly tears you apart. So my idea is, take a metaphorical song, literally, and then give it a role-playing spin. I had to Google the lyrics, and that whole song, if you view it literally, is a horror show. And I came up with ideas right away of a couple of different genres just from this song. And you can take other love songs or any song or any poetry or any metaphorical writing, treat it literally, and then you get something weird, odd, and creepy, and it's perfect for role-playing games. So first up, fantasy monsters. The first thing that came to my mind as I heard this song was something like a succubus. In Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, a succubus has a charm ability, and if you fail your save, you can't resist them. How cruel would it be to have some creature with a charm ability that you can't resist, and you gladly walk up to them while they rip your heart out of your chest and then rip you limb from limb and consume you? So instead of a succubus, a new creature. So a charm ability maybe, an illusion ability, a mind power. It could be a completely hideous creature that ensnares its victims and lures them in for the kill. It could be a single creature that would be very tough for a party to deal with. Or if not a super tough monster, it would need cunning if it goes up against a larger number. So to come up with this fantasy monster, I see three different options. So you could end up with more than one creature out of just this one song. So you could have a creature that's tougher than a single person that the party could easily overcome. Or it could be a large creature that's about on par with a party or maybe even tougher than the party. Or it could be a group, family, or pack of creatures. So the numbers dissuade the party from doing things. So if it's a creature of animal intelligence, it might have some special ability, but the cunning to know to avoid large groups of people. So it's picking off the stragglers, the injured, the wounded. And what could be scarier than a party member getting charmed and cheerfully walking off into the forest when they're the ones on watch, and the next day, the rest of the party finds what's left? This creature could be a cursed spellcaster that has to eat the heart of someone on a regular basis and use their magic to lure the person close. It could be a variation of lycanthropy, some type of were creature. I'm also reminded of how mind flayers use their mental powers so they can eat your brain. Another type of creature could do the same and just eat all of you, after ripping you apart with great gusto. So those are kind of a rough framework of my ideas for fantasy monsters. Next up, science fiction creatures and aliens. I also had a science fiction turn of mind. I was reminded of the salt vampire from the Mantrap episode of the original Star Trek, that creature that imitated the wife of a scientist and tried to suck the salt out of its victims. So have something with a doppelganger shape changer effect, some sort of a mind trick or illusion, so that they can get you close enough to get you alone. There could be a pheromone, because as in the lyrics, it's an invisible touch. There might be an intelligent group of aliens that have technology to amplify the effect to be more successful in attracting food. Maybe a beast or intelligent being from another planet has some sort of symbiote, like a plant, a bacteria, or a small animal that attracts the prey. Or maybe it's a large creature and has some sort of an attached lure, like an anglerfish. A few months ago, I had an idea, and I don't remember if I wrote it down, but I was reminded of it with this today. Have an intelligent species that has an attraction odor. And from the perspective of this species, any other creature attracted by its odor and then is eaten is obviously not intelligent. So the trick is convincing the alien that some of the poor schlubs in your species are hooked on this scent and can't help themselves. Can you imagine what it would be like for the diplomatic issues with that? It'd come down to that you'd have to respect each other's cultures and rules and laws. And when you're on the human planets, you have to follow their way of doing things. And when you're on the aliens' planets, you can't go there legally without being confirmed you're not susceptible to this pheromone. And woe be to smugglers and survivors of crashes on the planet, because you're going to have a fun time avoiding locals long enough to get to the embassy so they can get out of there. The last step is coming up with the stats for the mechanical aspect of these creatures. Well, that's not going to fit in a blogcast. I'm not going to sit here and read down all the abilities of these creatures, but we'll talk about it in general. And in the companion blog post, I'll try to come up with some stats for these creatures. I always do better with the descriptive part of creatures. It's when you get to the mechanics, I get frustrated with that. But there's an easy way to deal with that, and that's to find a roughly equivalent hit die creature that you can reskin that other existing creature to make your new one. So if you've got a beast, something like a lion or a tiger in power, well, look up a lion or a tiger, take its stats for the physical attributes, and then you add in this attraction ability. So obviously it's going to be a little bit tougher than a lion or tiger because of that. But in a fight, you want it to be about that level of toughness. For an intelligent creature that has some attraction ability or masking ability, take the stats of a doppelganger or a mind flayer. Just find another creature that has the same general idea that you're looking for. And you don't have to copy it verbatim, obviously, but you can use that to help prime the pump and fill in the stats. For things like a pack of animals, choose dire wolves, a pack of those. For a large creature, maybe we want it really tough, choose a boule. So for me, reskinning is the best way to do that. I think about how tough I think this creature should be. Identify approximate creature in toughness and modify. I just coming up with the stats for a new creature off the top of my head, I can't do it. I've got to compare it to something else. So we'll see how I do. I'd be curious what you'd do with that. And this idea of taking a song and then twisting it, as I wrote about my process on my blog earlier this week, I just take anything and I put just a little bit of a twist, and something about the way my mind works, it's not hard for me to do that and make those connections. So just try it. Like, go to your junk drawer in the kitchen and take something out and say, well, what is this thing? Come up with a new item. So anyway, that's my rambling bit about how I was inspired for new types of monsters across multiple genres. It's not hard. These could be fit into any genre you wanted. A horror game, a gothic game, a steampunk game. Come up with something like Frankenstein's monster. A creature put together, grown in a vat, and do the same thing with skinning it or reskinning another monster. Thank you for listening. Have a great day and game on. I thought of one more thing when I'm making new creatures. For some, I guess I do have one exception in my game. I'm not going to go into what it is, in case my players listen to this, but it's something that they've run into multiple times. They know how to deal with it, and it's as tough as it needs to be. This is because I've designed it to work with first level for my characters to start there. I've run it as a first level with a convention. I ran it for my brother and his family and some friends over Memorial Day at first level, but it could easily be ramped up to be able to be a challenge for characters of any level. So don't be afraid to have a variable creature. Back in the original OD&D game with Gary Gygax and their test playing around up in Lake Geneva for TSR, they'd run into an orc that was 10th level. So you don't have to have all your creatures be by the book. So now I'm really done. Thanks a lot, and game on.